This is Ferocious Shy with another clue day. This key is called the room key. It was released yesterday, June 10th. Sorry there wasn't a video. I was a bit under the weather, but here I am now. So let's do a little bit of an update on the keys that are out. So we have the Ubun key, the Earth key, the business card key, the Art Tour key, and the Clan key. So 5 keys plus this new one, which is a total of 6 keys, are out. The Ubun key and the Earth key, people are still kind of, seems to be, what is publicly shared, stuck in the same spot. You know, they're able to get to the bitmap, but aren't able to figure out how to get past the chaotic field. The Ubun key, still haven't had any idea to figure out with the soda can clue what the passphrase is. The Clan key is still ongoing. We won't know till June 15th who the winner is. There's a couple of public clans that seem to be ahead. A few others are kind of in the mix, but not too far ahead as of yet. But this is June 10th, and so we have all the way again to June 15th to figure out or find out who's going to be the winner of that particular unique key, which the game makers are stated as being unique, so the only one key is going to be dispensed from there. And whether they share, willing to share or not, it's totally up to, I guess you can say, the individual hunter or clan members when they disclose that. The business card key is ongoing. The game makers released a notification that they have re-up their business cards, so there's more to pass out so far. And I have a link in the show notes to the three individuals that are publicly known to have the business cards, which is Eric Milser, Jess Wang. I have a link in the show notes to the people. I'm sorry, I don't want to mess up people's names and give wrong information. So we talked about the Ubun key, the Earth key, the Clan key, the business card key. Okay, the first Art Tour key, who knows with that one, but that key is still out there, if you will. And now let's get into this key, the room key. Okay, so as you can see, this key was released, I guess they're saying Monday, yesterday, yeah, the 10th, today's the 11th. Ooh, my days, like I said, I was a little sick, so... So as you can see, the room key was released June 10th, which was a Monday. The clue itself is called Contemporary Space. It is numbered the 11th key. It is called In My Room, with the Chinese characters to their right, I guess expressing the same thing. The art exhibit itself, apparently, is what this is. So it's another... geolocation, but dealing with art. It's been open for a while, May 24th through July 7th, 2019, in this place down here called Antenna Space. Lewis Hammond, Juan Antino Alvarez, Jess Fan, Tao Hui, Bruno Zhu, Evelyn Tao Xing Wang. And it's organized by Alvin Lee. I have a link to all the artists that are on this poster. It's an interesting picture. It has two scorpions on the bottom. Looks like a kind of an adobe-esque wall here with a... I'm not sure if it's a window or a vent in which you have... If you think of it as a vent, you know, ventilation here or a window, they're barge. So I guess it's up to interpretation. kind of reminds me of just kind of a south the style here of southwestern portraits from the 80s per se. It's kind of washed out. It almost reminds me of like certain early heavy, like really heavy metal bands, not the hair bands, but early heavy metal, where it's like a lot of screaming, a lot of shredding, if you will. It just gives me that type of a vibe, the artwork, if you will. But at Tana Space, so this exhibit is located, and this is the, I have a link to the show notes to the place. It's off a site called Art in the City. It's located in Shanghai. Its hours of operation are 10:30 to 6:30, closed on Mondays. But yeah, right here it says, now in Shanghai. And it's just a matter of getting a clan member to Shanghai, really. So that's it. It looks like it was like a flyer or an announcement, if you will, for the exhibit in my room with these artists involved for this time period, May 24th through July 7th of 2019 this year, taking place in the Antenna Space in Shanghai. So again, it's a geospace, I guess you could say, or a geolocked or geolocation, if you will, key. So someone is going to have to go to this space, at least so far as the clue is telling us, and either obtain another clue or actually obtain the key itself within this space. I would say, in essence, there might be a bit of a race. There has been no hints so far on the part of the game makers that this is another unique key. I think this is great. I think it allows people to, you know, reach out there within their network, getting clan members to go out to this location. So there's going to be a bit of a coordination. Or, like I said, I considering how some stuff is going with the clan key, again, I'm thinking of like TaskRabbit or any of those kind of like gig economy, one task or one job off, if you will, things where you can actually maybe hire someone to go to the exhibit and look specifically for the key, whether conveying them information through email or whatever, or FaceTiming with somebody and be like, okay, here we are, show me the exhibit, let's start looking for some clues. Which gives me the image of that movie Bone Collector with Angelina Jolie and Denzel Washington, which was actually a fairly good film. if you have never seen that film, I think it was from like the late 90s, early aughts. Denzel Washington plays a police detective who is paralyzed from the neck down. Angelina Jolie is like a rookie cop who's his eyes and ears in the field while, you know, transmit via video to his little computer setup as she goes around, you know, different crime scenes and helps him and aids him in figuring out how things go about. That's it so far. So we're dealing with six keys out in the wild. We won't know for one, the June 15th, the clan key, who's going to obtain that unique key. The other ones, it's, you know, the business card key. I can say it takes a while to get all the business cards for that one. Supposedly there's about a 10 in total, but you might need only six. And some of this is not completely verified to be able to unlock that particular key. The art tour key, the bone key, and the earth key, I don't know about that. You know what's going on with those ones, really. still haven't seen the blog by Eric Milser about how you could have found the other two field agents for the hunted key. That's pretty much it. So we have a new key. Clans are scrambling around to get somebody out to this exhibit. As soon as it's been solved or declared solved, I will do an update weekly video. Updating not only about this key, but all the other keys as well. So there's it. I'm kind of, you know, feeling pretty good about this week when it comes to the game. I still, again, wish there was more keys released. I know that there's six keys in total out there that haven't been solved, but I would like a faster paced game with, you know, maybe there's one geolocation key, hunt, some kind of feat, if you will, key, a couple puzzle keys to keep the clans going at it, and I would say keep some momentum going with this particular game. This has been Hiroshi Shibe. You've been watching Satoshi's Treasure Hunters, and you've been updated. Happy Clue Day, and on with the hunt.